We've talked a lot about the trouble old school retailers have had in recent years trying to compete with online companies like Amazon. But today, the retail giant Target announced its sales were up 5% overall compared with last year. And online sales for Target were up more than 30%. Joining us now is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi, co-host of Velshi and Rule. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Jeremy.
So how did Target do this?
Well, look, I think a little context is important. You look out in the world, you see the JCPenney's and the Sears and all the retailers who are having problems in a new online environment. Target's been ahead of the game for a long time, right? Target, a long time ago, decided that it doesn't want to be a stodgy sort of discounter. It wants to attract a broader range of customers. So it has continued to do that kind of thing. It has new lines of lingerie, new sleepwear. It's really focused on kids' stuff, toys. But one of the things it's done is it's really expanded its online presence and its pickup in store. So when you look at the online sales, a large proportion of it was stuff that people ordered online and picked up in store or were shipped from a local store to a customer as opposed to a warehouse. So Target is really trying to take the bull by the horns and say that bricks and mortar retailers who have a lot of floor space are going to suffer in the years to come. What can they do to try and keep their customer base and grow it?
And when you hear that online sales are up 30%, is that good enough for a company like Target?
It's a lot better than people expected, let's put it that way, by a series of multiples. Overall, it only contributes a little bit to its growth, but it is important to not lose customers who would come into your stores to people who will buy online elsewhere. Now, Target's also launched something called Target Plus, which is an online marketplace where you can buy from other sellers, like on Amazon. Walmart and Amazon do the same thing. Mm-hmm. So Target is saying, can we still keep people buying from us and making some money, but passing on when you use online market, online sellers, you can pass on some of the expenses to them. So Target is trying to position itself to be the place you go to buy things at a lower price or the place you go online to buy things and don't go to Amazon and don't go to Walmart. It's looking promising. The one difference is with Target Plus, you have to be invited to join as opposed to Amazon and Walmart where any third-party seller can get on those platforms.
Now, if you go to Target, you can buy all kinds of things just like you can at Walmart. But one of the things that they sell is food. And we heard the other day that Amazon is reportedly planning to open dozens of its own grocery stores, not Whole Foods, which it owns, but its own grocery stores. How is Target doing in the grocery store business?
So Target continues to grow in that space. Others have grown faster and more. So Amazon, when it wanted to grow, did do the Whole Foods acquisition. But Whole Foods and Amazon together are 4% of the country's grocery market. It's big. Walmart is 21%. So Target has a lot of space to grow. Again, this is a footprint problem because, large footprint stores, when you get into the grocery business, you have to allocate a good amount of space to it. So Target is going to try and do that. Remember that the other the people with grocery stores, Kroger, Walmart, Target, the big ones, have about 10,000 stores in the United States. If we're moving to online, the growth in a lot of stores is not going to be the answer. So the issue for Target is how can it have enough groceries in its store to attract people to it while being able to move that online because Amazon is forcing the market to go that way. Remember, we didn't all buy our groceries online, right? That was unheard of even 5 years ago.
Now everyone's doing it. Yep. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Thanks,
Jeremy.